Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. It is Thursday, December 3rd, 2020. Welcome to Let's Talk About It with Will Johnson and my producer, Shannon Johnson, and of course, the co-producer as well. I guess in this case would be the main producer, Annie Cyrus. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Look, before we get started, let me get this out here now. If you ever wonder how to get notifications, if you ever wonder how to get more information about what we're doing and about American Truth Project, send me a text. Send me a text. It's really simple. Just get your mobile device and go, like you're getting ready to send a text message, and type in 88202, and then in the body of that text, type my name, W-I-L-L. It's really that simple. Send a simple text to 88202 and put in Will, and you will get all the information that you will ever need from American Truth Project. Thank you for being with us again. This is absolutely a crazy time we live in. The year 2020, I would have to say this. 2020 has been the most craziest year in my life. Seriously, I can admit that. I'm pretty sure a lot of people will say the same thing, 2020 being the craziest year in our lives, and I think it's only going to get crazier from here.
You think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, there's a whole bunch of information coming out about the whole voter fraud, about the, you know, people wanting to stop the steal. There's just so much information, and you have the entire left ignoring every single bit of it.
Yeah, Anderson Cooper said it's all false. I mean, they can't even talk about it on CNN because it's false.
Well, CNN, just like the rest of the other liberal media, they refuse to acknowledge what is actually happening in our country. And I get it. They don't want to let go what they perceive to be a win. I get it. They're like, we won. Everyone just needs to move on. Everyone just needs to let it go. Do not try to do anything different. And if you do, we're just going to say that you're lying and that you're putting out false information. That has always been the goal, and that's what they've been doing, and that's what they are doing. Now, you have to really think about it. People are coming out with these affidavits, people are doing their testimonies, people are saying all of this stuff is happening across the country, fraudulent information, fraudulent activity, and why are they ignoring it? If they didn't want this to come back and bite them in the backside, don't you think it would be to their interest to go ahead and let's say, let's validate that the election was won fair and square by Biden? Why not do that?
You would think that, because they said every vote counts. But apparently now that it looks like Biden won, every count doesn't count. Only the counts for Biden count, even if they're fraudulent counts for Biden. Some of these hearings, we've been watching them. I mean, they have been going on all day long.
Hours.
I mean, person after person, expert after expert, witness after witness. It's crazy that anyone could ignore the fact that some fraudulent activity happened. And I'm not talking about just a minute amount of fraudulent activity. We're talking about a massive, just a massive amount of things happening. I mean, they wanted to make sure that they won this election. That's what it seems to be. Of course, there's still some investigations to happen. Today we watched one expert in Atlanta, Georgia, and he was saying that they literally need to have a forensic investigation of the election. So they can, and if they do that, they can even tell us who caused the fraudulent activity. They can even tell us if they could get access to the Dominion software, which at this point Dominion is saying, no, they're not letting them get into it. They can even say where it came from. But of course, they're not going to do that. You know why?
I know why.
You do?
I mean, seriously, think about it. If I committed a crime, and someone's going to go investigate this crime, and I know that is going to lead to back to me committing this crime, and I can prevent you from looking at this data, this information, mm-hmm. that, you know, I'm going to prevent you from looking at it.
Yep.
I'm seriously, mm-hmm. seriously, that, I mean, that's just a criminal mind. Now, granted, I'm not in that position. I'm not going to do that. But what we're seeing are these people that are blatantly trying to hide the truth. What happened to, you know, no one is above the law? You remember that? They were screaming that constantly. No one's above the law.
Well, we know that's not true.
No, I mean, but they were screaming. They were screaming, no one is above the law, trying to say that President Trump was breaking the law. But now.
They say no conservative is above the law.
Okay, okay. Just Democrats are.
Just Democrats.
Just Democrats.
Yeah, right.
Well, Democrats are actually below the law. They just continue to break the law, mm-hmm. and they disregard the law. Well, I guess in their case, they are above the law, right? Because the law doesn't apply to them. It only applies to us to that they wanted to apply to, which is completely crazy to me.
It is. It's disgusting, honestly.
But anyways, President Trump, he came out, and a lot of – you hear – now, I got some sound bites that we're going to play. President Trump came out, and he straight up said that he's fighting for the American people. This election is about the American people. It's about the sovereignty of the American people, our freedoms, and our livelihoods. We blatantly see what is happening here, and you have major news networks, the big tech companies, all coming out saying what President Trump is saying is a lie. And you know what? It dawned on me this morning. Before I woke up this morning, I was sitting there thinking, I said, you know, what really gets me is that any time in the past when the president of the United States would get in front of the camera and addressing the people of America, all of the networks would tune in.
Right, right.
All of the social media, everything, they would make sure that people would know that the president of the United States is speaking. They're doing just the opposite here, people.
Right, because he's exposing them, and they do not want him.
Oh, my goodness.
They don't. It's funny, because President Trump came out yesterday and did that speech. He called it the most important speech he's ever given, right?
Yes.
And it was about, what, 46 minutes long?
About 46 minutes, yes.
And this president literally laid out what happened on election night and what has been happening ever since. Imagine the position he's in where he feels like he has to do this, right? I mean, he's doing this because there's so much out there. There's so much fraud being exposed. And he's sitting there looking at the American people saying, people, I'm fighting for you so you count. Because if it's up to the Democrat, you don't count.
Exactly. If it's up to the Democrats, our votes don't count. We don't count as American people. So let me go to this first soundbite of President Trump from his speech addressing the American people, which the liberal media, they acknowledge it because they can't help it, but they're saying everything that he was saying was 100% false. Just listen to this.
The mail-in voting scam is the latest part of their four-year effort to overturn the results of the 2016 election. And it's been like living in hell. Our opponents have proven many times, again and again, that they will say and do anything to get back into power. The corrupt forces who are registering dead voters and stuffing ballot boxes are the same people who have perpetrated one phony and fraudulent hoax after another. You've been watching it now for 4 years. These entrenched interests oppose our movement because we put America first. They don't put America first. And we're returning power to you, the American people. They don't want America first. They only want power for themselves. They want to make money. That's why they don't want me as your president. I've been investigated from soon after I announced I was running for president, when I immediately went to number one in the Republican primary polls. The investigations never stopped. They went on for 4 years. And I won them all. I beat them all. Russia, Russia, Russia. The impeachment hoax, and so much more.
and so much more. They are nonstop trying to take out this president, Donald J. Trump. And this was like it. They said, this is it. We have to do this election, regardless if they – and you know what? They didn't care if they got caught. I truly believe that. I truly believe they do not care that they got caught. They're still going to go with it. The mainstream media, all of the mainstream media, for the most part, is going right along with this hoax, one of the biggest hoax ever in recorded history of this nation. And we are the generation to see this take place. And what are we supposed to do? Oh, this is normal. No, 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 no. And you notice President Trump, he put it out there. I had to make a soundbite out of it.
Russia, Russia, Russia. Russia, Russia.
That's exactly it. They're not even saying anything about Russia right now. And they're even saying that the election was fair. Move on. And last time, they were screaming, screaming, screaming. We have tangible proof that there was fraudulent stuff taking place here, and they're completely ignoring it.
Yeah, you know what? When I was listening to this speech, I'll be honest with you, I felt like President Trump was almost desperate to get the truth out there. I mean, he's sitting here saying, listen, this is an election from hell. I mean, he said that.
Yeah.
And we've seen.
It's not even just election. The past four years.
Right. I was just going to say that. The past 4 years.
Yeah.
They've been doing one thing after another. This is not below them. Right. This is absolutely a plan. Well, you actually did put it on your broadcast when they kept saying what? We would win by what? Any means necessary.
No matter what. They said, no matter
do.
What, nothing is off the table.
That's right. That's what they
nothing.
Said.
Nothing. Okay. So do we want to look up the definition of the word nothing?
Right.
I mean, seriously, nothing is off the table.
Right.
So
that means
cheating
less
is
fraud,
not
right?
off the table.
Right.
Lying is not off the table.
Right.
Corruption is not off the table.
Right.
That when they said nothing is off the table, that includes every possible means. Possibility. I can't even get it out. It's so frustrating.
It is. It's frustrating. I mean,
it's sickening.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, think about this, American people. Yeah, President Trump coming out there saying that, look, the Democrats have done this to him and to the American people. And see, I love how President Trump recognizes he's not being selfish. He's not the one saying it's only as this is happening to me. It's not happening to me. They're directing their anger towards President Trump because the American people voted for President Trump in 2016. These people hate Americans. They hate American freedom. They hate our sovereignty. And to prove my point, because I just played the clip, the soundbite where President Trump was saying that he's fighting for the American people. This is about the American people. It's not about him. President Trump can go back to his yacht. He can go back to his billions of dollars. And President Trump will still live comfortably for the rest of his life. But President Trump knows that these people are trying to destroy this nation. And to prove my point, how they take what President Trump says and they twist it and they lie about him, check this out.
What did the Attorney General during a lame duck presidency actually accomplish?
It would make the base perhaps happy and continue to project the image of Trump as aggrieved and raging. Everything that Trump does is really about himself, his moods, his desires, his selfishness. But we're really seeing it. All the things you've talked about on this broadcast tonight is Trump is our first truly subversive president. Always subverting the interests of the people of the United States, the interests of our national security, the interests of our people and their health and welfare, to his own selfish financial interests, political interests. It's never about the country. And this is one more instance of it.
What? First of all, before you lay into that, Will, because I can hear you the breath. If you are on the line and you've called in and you want to talk to us, make sure you press 1 to come on the air. Okay, we'll go.
Oh, my goodness. Come on. Come on. You know what? This has always stuck in my mind. Right after the election of the 2016, January 20th, 2017, the inauguration, this stuck in my mind. President Trump said that I didn't win, the American people won. He said, I'm not taking this win. This is me giving the country back to you, the American people. They hated President Trump when he said that.
Mm-hmm.
I just played the clip where he's constantly talking about everything is for the American people. The man is filthy rich. Think about this. He's giving up his paycheck, people.
Yeah. Yeah,
so how is this for his own pocket?
Right.
How is this for his own self-interest? He's giving up his paycheck. No president has ever done that. He's not taking a paycheck. And these tyrant people on the left sit there and have the nerve to say that, oh, he's all in it for himself.
Yeah.
He's doing it. Now, he doesn't care about the American people. They're lying through their teeth.
Yeah, I saw, I think it was an article in Forbes or something like that, that President Trump is the first president that will probably leave office being less well off than he was when he went into office. You know, most presidents are not that wealthy when they get in, but they're millionaires when they get out, right? President Trump, of course, he started off as a billionaire, but he's not taking a salary. And because of the left, some of his businesses, let's be honest, have suffered. So I don't understand when you say he's in it for himself. How is he in it for himself if he's if he's not truly
oh my
the man's not benefiting? You know what? Imagine the stress that the Democrats have taken him through in the past 4 years. How has he benefited? How has he benefited from all these lawsuits? How has he benefited from all these people constantly attacking him and the people around him? Tell me how he's benefited.
He hasn't benefited.
If anything, America has benefited far more than he has.
Yes.
Our economy is stronger than ever before. Let's set aside the COVID-19, which was perpetuated by the Chinese. And if you want to really, to be honest, the Democrats have their play in it. We have better relations with leaders in the country. We have more respect from leaders in the country.
Yeah, we have a lot more respect from the leaders and from leaders from other countries, and they know that. But you know, if you listen to the liberal media, they'll get on there and they'll say just the opposite. They'll say that we're not respected any longer.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we have a caller on the line, Lynn. You have a question?
This is Lynn. I'm calling from Florida. And my
question. Hello, Lynn. Thanks for calling.
I don't watch your show on Facebook and everything else, so I feel like I know you. But my question is, before Donald Trump ever became president of the United States, all these people that now are saying they hate him, all of a sudden, you know, they were friends of his before he ever became president. And because he's pulling out the Democrats and showing that they're crooked, they all hate him. And I just don't understand how you can go from hating somebody, or I'm sorry, from being a friend of somebody's to hating them when he donated so much money to different things before he ever became president. Now he doesn't even take a paycheck and donates.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, 100%. And all these people that hate him now, you're right. He even donated to these people.
Yeah, Jesse Jackson's giving him awards.
Exactly.
I mean, and now all of a sudden he's racist when for many, many years he wasn't racist. I mean, what does that tell you, right? We have to follow the pattern. We have to go, why was he okay then and not now? He's a threat.
Mm-hmm.
He's exposing
because
him.
He knows what they're doing. He's evidently watched it for a very long time. He's a businessman. He's not an actor. He's not a politician. He's a businessman that knows how to get things done, and they don't like that.
Yeah, it is frustrating. On top of that, President Trump, when he was on years ago on with Oprah Winfrey, and Oprah Winfrey asked him would he be president, and at that time she didn't have nothing bad to say about him either. And he said the only way I run for president if it gets really bad. Well, it got really bad under Obama, Biden, and American people cannot stand another 4 years of Obama. And that's exactly what Biden would be bringing in, but they would bring it in with steroids. They would destroy this country to the ground. They have known this, and President Trump goes against the whole globalist communist regime and the Chinese party.
China.
And they know this, and they hate him for it.
Yeah, that's their biggest problem.
Exactly. I don't understand how these people don't realize that all they got to do is look at Venezuela. It used to be the number one in the world as far as money. And now they have nothing. They live on poop on the street and live on the street just like California.
You know what it is, Lynn? And we don't see it. They don't show it to us. So people think it's fine. People don't see a problem with it because they're not living in it. They're not seeing it. They're not hearing about it. All they hear is free college, free health care. How great is that? There's nothing wrong with that, right? There's no consequences to that, right?
Yeah.
They're freaking
crazy.
And on
top of that. Yeah, it is crazy, 100%. And they prevent people from seeing all of the horrible things that's coming out. And on top of that, isn't it ironic that the same software that they use to destroy Venezuela is the same software that they're using now in our election? Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing? And we're seeing the very same thing that took place then when they destroyed the nation. They're doing it now. They're implementing it now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And what about Cuba? Cuba's just
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Cuba is just as bad.
Actually, I have to say today, one of the experts testified about the software that they use in Georgia and elsewhere. It's the same software that Hugo Chavez used to win the election. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you know what it is?
That.
It's like the writing is on the wall, and they just aren't paying attention.
Yeah.
And then why aren't they paying attention? Because the media has made everybody, not everybody, there's obviously a lot of us that are not deceived, but there are a great multitude of people that are deceived and hate Trump. So that's all they think is, I hate Trump.
Exactly.
You know, but thanks for the call, Lynn.
Exactly.
Hey, Lynn, thank you for the call.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye.
If you want to call in, the number is 516-595-8069. And don't forget to hear one to come on live with Will.
Hit one to come on live?
Yep.
What's the number one more time?
516-595-8069.
And then you hit number one if you want to come on.
Because Will's number one. Or Trump's number one, or somebody's number one.
Trump is number one, and he's going to be number one president for the next 4 years, and a lot of people are upset about it. When I was in Philadelphia, and I was interviewing people, and I went somewhat undercover, because it is no surprise that I did vote for President Trump, but I don't ever tell anyone who they should vote for.
That
because
that's a surprise
that's,
for some people.
Well, that's just it. A lot of people don't know who I am, so when I go to these different places, I'll talk to people, and I don't have any political paraphernalia on, and I just want to get people's opinion, right? That's what we should do. One female told me, it was a black female, straight up told me, I said, so what happens if they reverse the outcome thinking that Biden won and you know, Trump stays there? And they said, why would they do that? Why? And what really got me is she said, why would they take something away from us that makes us happy? I'm like, what? What? Did I just hear this correctly? But I kept my composure, and I got the little video clip. I kept my composure, and I just moved on.
Well, what about the 74 million people voted for Trump? What about our happiness in that case?
Well, ours doesn't matter. They, you know what? They feel that for the past 4 years that they've been so sad and so angry and so upset that we should feel the same pain that they did. And that's not that because President
Trump.
Oh, we'll
feel pain far worse than they did.
Oh, yeah, exactly, because this is all fraudulent. But let me go to another clip that I have.
Okay, well, before we do that, can we take one more caller? Gina's on the line.
Okay, let's go
question?
To Gina.
Hey, Gina. Will, this is Gina Barfield. How are you?
Good, thanks for calling.
I hadn't talked to you in a while. Have you watched the Georgia Senate Committee on Elections today?
Oh yeah.
You know what? I've been trying to work and do some video production all day, but I've been glued watching that, and it's like completely disrupting everything. I'm like, this is crazy, and they're all ignoring it. I have it streaming right now on my monitor. I have the volume turned down on it, but I'm streaming it right now, and it's on my screen. So I've been watching it all day.
Have you been watching it, Gina? What's your take?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think that there is more than ample evidence, and and these people are busted. And the best thing that Biden can do before he winds up in serious trouble is concede to President Trump. Because there are
ooh, I like your thinking, Gina.
People. Pardon me?
Gina, I love that. I love that. But you know what? I think Biden, if someone tell Biden to concede, he'll take it in his mind that Trump concede, and then he'll forget 2 minutes later that it was him.
I think that Biden has a bunch of people pushing him and pressuring him to do what he's doing, even though we know for 47 years that Biden is no good. Biden is a complete racist, and Biden will do nothing good for this country. He hasn't. But I was reading an article the other day that said he was thinking about having talks. Okay, it's on naturalnews.com. It says, situation update, November 30th, Joe Biden preparing to concede. Rumors emerge of Biden seeking pardon deal from Trump.
I don't know.
I don't know. You know, there's a lot of people. The only thing is, some of the stuff that we see that's out there, we're like, yes, this is wonderful, but we have to be careful.
I think that he's too much of a puppet. They wouldn't let him.
Well, he is a puppet, and you know what? But my point is we have to be careful for a lot of the information that they put out there, because there are people that will put information out there to mislead us, to get us to believe a certain thing is happening, and the purpose of that, my opinion, is to crush us, to crush our emotions, to crush us, to think that there's hope, to crush us as much as possible.
Yeah.
So we just have to be careful. Now, the main thing is we just need to hear what President Trump has to say, his direction on what's coming. And that's the actual truth. That's when they're ignoring it, we know President Trump is on top of it.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, thank you, Gina, for your phone call.
And he was on Newsmax today, too. So but I haven't been able to watch that yet. But I know for a fact that that Georgia is in big trouble. And at this point, okay, there were 96,000 ballots in, mail-in ballots. But, and they were counted, but there was nobody.
Yeah. So to my understanding, the story behind that is that these were supposed to be mail-in ballots that were sent out but never actually returned, but they were entered into the system that they were counted as actual ballots. And this is so crazy. And then you have the liberals in the room. They don't want to. And the first thing, what was really amazing about that whole thing, and then we have to let you go, Gina. The crazy thing about me is that when they were talking about the ballots up under the table, and they said, well, we don't know where they went, and they showed the video of it, the liberal in the room said all of this was debunked. Immediately after that, they said, has anyone else seen this video before today? And they go, no one has seen this video. So the media hasn't seen this video. So they go, well, then how was it debunked?
Beautiful. They're like, this is a new video. This hasn't been debunked.
Exactly. Hey, thanks for the call. So I want to go on to this clip here. This is another clip from President Trump. And President Trump said one of the hardest things that he's had to do is, for example, tell people why people that have committed these crimes haven't been arrested. Look at Comey. Look at Obama. Look at Biden. Look at Hunter Biden. Look at, you know, this Hillary Clinton physically destroying evidence. And the reason why I bring this up is because all of a sudden the servers for Dominion started disappearing. Some of them started getting wiped clean, just like Hillary Clinton said. What, like with the cloth? No, I mean, come on. But listen to President Trump here. You can tell he's frustrated because Attorney General Barr just the other day, Tuesday, matter of fact, said that there was no evidence of widespread voter fraud that would change the outcome of the 2020 election. And my question is what exactly is he looking at? What information is, you know, is it the mainstream media he's getting information from there? Is he getting his information from the big tech companies? Because, of course, they're censoring people like no tomorrow. But listen to President Trump.
The hardest thing I have to do is explain why nothing is happening with all of these people that got caught spying on my campaign. It's never happened before, and it should never happen again to a president of the United States. All you have to do is watch the hearings and see for yourself. The evidence is overwhelming. The fraud that we've collected in recent weeks is overwhelming, having to do with our election. Everyone is saying, wow, the evidence is overwhelming when they get to see it.
The evidence is overwhelming. I remember when they talked about
that is when they get to see it.
Yeah. And I remember when Hillary Clinton smashed her mobile devices that were subpoenaed, mind you. They were under subpoena as entered as they need to be entered in as evidence, but all of a sudden they smashed them. Nothing ever happened. She wiped the server clean with all the 30,000 emails supposedly on them, and nothing ever happened. These people commit these crimes and get away with it. And you can tell. Did you hear the frustration in his voice? How he's constantly having to say, why are these people getting away with these crimes? Did you hear the frustration in his voice? I mean, seriously. As often as I listen to President Trump and he comes on there and you can tell that he's highly irritated. We're all irritated and he should not be irritated. Attorney General Barr should be doing his job 100%. And I don't know why they're not doing their job. What do you think? Seriously, if you want to call me, I think the lines are open. 516-595-8069, if you want to give me a call and talk to me about it. Tell me about it. Tell me what you think. Now, I do have another clip where we're talking about the election and everything, and President Trump, this is a repeat of what happened in Venezuela. This is a repeat. The same software, come to find out, the software that they use in Venezuela was bought by Dominion, and they just implemented it here. And even before 2019 and 2016, you even had some Democrats complaining about the Dominion software, saying there was this issue, that there were issues there. But now, because the Dominion software worked in their favor because it cheated for them, they're saying there's nothing to see here. Move along here. Nothing to see here. Listen to what President Trump says here.
This election is about great voter fraud. Fraud that has never been seen like this before. It's about poll watchers who were not allowed to watch. So illegal. It's about ballots that poured in, and nobody but a few knew where they came from, but they were counted, and they weren't for me. It's about big leads on election night, tremendous leads, leads where I was being congratulated for a decisive, easy victory, and all of a sudden, by morning or a couple of days later, those leads rapidly evaporated. It's about numbers of ballots that were sent that nobody knew where they came from. It's about machinery that was defective, machinery that was stopped during certain parts of the evening, miraculously to open with more votes. It was about many other things, but above all, it was about fraud. This election was rigged. Everybody knows it. I don't mind if I lose an election, but I want to lose an election fair and square. What I don't want to do is have it stolen from the American people. That's what we're fighting for, and we have no choice to be doing that. We already have the proof. We already have the evidence, and it's very clear. Many people in the media and even judges so far have refused to accept it. They know it's true. They know it's there. They know who won the election. But they refuse to say, you're right.
Yeah, and he's talking about these Obama-appointed judges. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what he's talking about. These people are, can I say this? They're evil.
Yeah, think about it. This is the Democrat Party has said that they, I can't get over the fact that they want every vote to count. right? So even with all this mounting evidence, why are they not coming out still with their slogan, every vote should count, and call for an investigation? Because they're a part of it. They're 100% a part of this fraudulent activity. They're silent on it because they're guilty. They're silent on it because it did exactly what they intended it for to do. It got Biden more votes than Trump did. Not legal votes, but fraudulent votes for Biden. I mean, come on. They have witnesses after witnesses. They have truck drivers coming on here testifying that ballots were driven across state lines to other states
yep.
to be counted for Biden.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, these witnesses, there was two Republicans, they said, in Georgia. They were sitting there. They told everybody to leave. Right, they told everybody to leave that they were going to stop counting at 1 a.m.
Right.
For some reason, something happened and these two Republicans ended up staying behind. These two trucks rolled up and they thought they were food trucks or something. And they said, lo and behold, it was more ballots. And they were like, okay. So they unloaded all these ballots and they said one ballot after another was being called out for Biden. They did not hear one ballot for Trump. And all the poll watchers, everybody was gone. That's the spike. It just went straight up. And, of course, there's only two of them. They couldn't possibly validate every single one of those on their own. It's just
That's why they want to do the forensics. But
maddening.
just to be clear, they even said in the hearing that there's been no reports of them transferring ballots out of state into Georgia. It's been clear that it's happened in other states.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right.
Just to be clear, I just want to make sure
understand
it. But they were talking about it in the hearing in Georgia,
right.
How it did happen in other states. So, just to be clear, but
right.
At the same time, Georgia refused to do any forensics on these ballots that were taking place in the state of Georgia.
Right. So the question was, okay, so we know. To be more clear on what happened, what they said was, okay, this happened. People rolled up trucks in the middle of the night. We have witnesses that it happened. Could those boxes that were on the video be boxes that were also bust in and put under the table? The unfortunate thing is there's I guess what she said, there was like 14 hours of footage and they had just gotten it, so they weren't able to
go through
the
footage. Right, 14 hours of
footage,
they haven't gone all the way through it, and they try to say that it was debunked when this was the first time they seen this footage.
Right, so they're not really sure where these boxes came from. But see, that's the other problem, too, that these lawyers are constantly arguing is the chain of custody has been consistently broken. That alone should be evidence or a cause for a revote or throw out the election. I don't know what exactly they're looking for at this point. Do you? I mean, what are the lawyers wanting? I guess they want a forensic. Obviously, they want
the way I understand it, because I'm not, I've never done forensics myself, but listening to them in the hearing today, they straight up said that if they do the forensics on the ballots, they can tell if it was printed out by a machine versus filled out by a person. Because each ballot filled out by a person has a unique ID because no person is the same. So each person is going to fill out their ballot differently. Forensics would tell that if the machine did it, the machine comes out and it's too identical with the machine. And if it's identical, then that's going to be a clear indication. The question everyone should be asking are why are the Democrats preventing them from doing this forensics report? What is it that they're hiding?
New forensics investigation.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is it? Seriously, like I said earlier, if I'm a criminal and I know that you can probably find evidence there, and if I can prevent you from seeing it, then that's exactly what I'm going to do. It reminds me of this show I started watching but I didn't watch it. It was Dexter. To my understanding, he was like a suicidal maniac, and he was killing people, and he did the forensics, and then to make sure that they didn't find out it was him, he would make stuff look different, cover up the evidence, so they would never find out it was him. Or when he found out other people was doing crimes, that he figured out who was doing the crime because he would figure out how he would do it. I mean, it's crazy. I only watched like a couple episodes. I hope I got the gist of it right, because that's what I saw in the beginning. It was really weird, but that's what's happening here, to my opinion.
Yeah, I really hope people are listening to these hearings, because some really interesting stuff is coming out of them. Like I said, one of the biggest issues is the chain of custody of these ballots and votes. And another thing that the expert brought up is they know for sure that millions of ballots were ordered from China. And that they were sent to America for the election. Now, where those ballots ended up, where they're popped, they don't know, right? So, you know, they're like, well, do you think these ballots are the ones from China? And he's like, you know, I don't know, unless we do a forensic investigation, you know?
Exactly.
But will they allow the forensic investigation? I think that if they do, they're afraid that people will go to jail. And quite honestly, of course, that needs to happen, because the future of our elections, if nothing happens, if nothing comes of this, the future of our elections will forever be questioned.
Oh, the integrity of our election is already shot.
Right.
Seriously. I mean, it's already shot. I don't know that I would ever, you know, trust the integrity of the election system again. Now, Texas, they did an awesome job. They refused from allowing the Dominion software from operating here. And because they refused it, look what the results were here. And I'm thankful that they did what they did here in Texas. You know, now granted, because of the whole pandemic that took place, I did absentee voting for my ballot because I was still a resident in California, and because of the COVID, they shut everything down. I couldn't register here, but I was still a registered voter. I still voted.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to have my 2 cents. I get to say my 2 cents regardless, because, you know, I'm pretty sure California didn't even count my vote. Seriously. It's so rigged. It's so nasty in California. That's what they want to implement across the country.
I know it's nasty everywhere now. I mean,
but,
come on. We have how many investigations? We have Arizona. That hearing was very informative as well. We got Georgia. We got Michigan. We got, Wisconsin?
Yeah.
I mean, Pennsylvania.
Swing state. It just so happened to be swing state. But anyways, let me bring up another topic here. You kind of touched on it a little bit earlier. These tech companies and the mainstream media, how they prevent people from knowing the truth. And they deliberately hide the truth from people, right? They deliberately hide the truth. And I'm gonna play a clip here. This is from a mainstream media outlet, and you probably know who it is by when you hear this person's voice. You may know who it is. But here it is, where they're blatantly telling people that we're not going to play anything from President Trump, because he straight up says that President Trump is lying, knowing that everything President Trump just said in his speech was 100% factual. It is. And where are the fact checkers at? Where's the fact checkers? See,
you know,
fact
that's
checkers,
true. I didn't even hear a single fact checker even try to fact check President Trump.
No, because everything that he said was true. And
well,
okay,
yeah.
But here's the proof. I want to play the proof, because a lot of people saying, you know, I've heard people saying, well, they're not censoring anyone. The mainstream media, the big tech companies, they're not censoring anything. They're telling people the truth.
Yeah, before. Yeah.
Here it is right here. It's a really short clip.
Well, before you play it, let me just give the number. If you want to call and talk to Will, please give us a call at 516-595-8069 and hit 1 to go live. Okay, Will, play the clip with you.
Okay, listen to this.
He supported has turned on him, just as some in the president's orbit are turning on Bill Barr. Doesn't matter how much anyone has prostrated themselves before Donald Trump, he will turn on them in a second if it suits his interests. The president, meantime, is not interested in reality in the least. He released a 46-minute video. We are showing precisely none of it because it peddles the same lies that he and his team have been peddling since this election. In it, he continues to signal out Georgia and the Republican officials there.
Y'all hear that? They said they're not going to play any of it because he keeps peddling out the same lies. I mean, really?
So disgusting.
Really?
So disgusting.
See, that proves my point. That proves my point that they do not want people to get the information to make the determination on their own.
Right.
And they know people that listen to them are not going to go and actually listen to President Trump's speech to see exactly what he said.
Well, it just shows how biased they are, too.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
Completely one-sided. If you, I mean, that they won't play anything from President Trump just shows how they hate him. And, of course, if they hate him, they're never going to report on him fairly, period. You're never going to get a fair story on President Trump from CNN and these other liberal media outlets. You're just not going to. By their own actions, by their own words, look at him. They're literally saying, we're not playing what he's saying because he's a liar.
Yeah.
Really? If he's a liar, then do your job and prove him wrong. Right? Isn't that what the news is supposed to do? Aren't they supposed to say, hey, he said this and this is incorrect? The fact is they don't care. They want to move on from this fraudulent vote so they can just have Biden as their president.
Yeah. But see, they don't do that. And they'll make up lies to prove my point about them making up a lie. Have you ever heard one single time, as much as we listen to President Trump, as much as we can, have you ever heard or even seen an article saying from a valid source, mind you, saying that President Trump is going to give up this election and start paying attention on the 2024?
Not at all, actually. The only place I heard that was on CNN, which.
Yeah, I mean.
I was like, what are they even talking about?
That's exactly my point. President Trump knows for a fact that if he gives up on this election, that the country is done. There will never, ever be another decent or another actual open and fair election again in this country. Listen to this.
He acknowledges that he and the people around him face legal jeopardy. So he's said to be weighing a lot of pardons, including for his kids. He knows his influence is fading, so he's floating the possibility of running again in 2024. But he does not acknowledge that the American people voted him out of office or that a record number of Americans are dying. Those are realities. Sadly for the country, they are not his realities.
This is crazy.
Oh my
not
God.
A single time that President Trump said that he's floating the idea of a 2024 election. Never before. Never before. He's always spoken out against that because he knows that this is it. He said this is the big one. He said if we don't fix this now, there won't be another time.
You know
won't
what?
Be another chance.
I freaking don't care about how many people died of COVID.
No, they don't. Because if they did, they would care about all the ones who died in the butcher shops known as Planned Parenthood.
Absolutely. It's just an opportunity, one, for them to do the mail-in ballots, which we know now is part of the election fraud. But all they do is use it to say that Trump's a bad person. Listen, they were the ones that said millions and millions of people were going to die. Now only 270, which I'm not saying only as if those lives don't matter. They absolutely do matter. Of course, also the 365,000 babies that are aborted every day because the Democrat Party also mattered, but they still allow abortion. Listen, people have to move on. People have to live. But it's crazy because they don't even give Trump the credit of, well, we said millions, but there's been 270,000. That's a great success for him. Of course not. Of course they're not going to.
Well, you know,
say that.
Originally when the whole pandemic came about, they were saying there's going to be 2.2 million people dead.
Uh-huh.
President Trump and the Corona Task Force, remember that? They all came, they stepped up. President Trump was going out every single day, giving a report, doing a report every single day. And President Trump, because of his policies and what he did, save lives.
Yeah. We have a caller on the line. James from Florida, what's your comment?
My question is, with the widespread, I guess if you will, the widespread cheating and the lying and all the deceptions that the American people are being told, is there any hope or is there any direction on being able to correct any of it? Because it almost seems as if if you're a liar, you're going to get rewarded. Just like if you're a cheater, you're going to be prosperous. That there's, it almost seems as if there's no end in sight, and that there's no direction for people to actually. I mean, other than the protests that are going on in certain states, those protests really don't make a difference with the liars.
True.
Who are pretty much running the country. And, you know, what is the possibility of the next step? And what I mean by that is, you know, what is the possibility of an actual civil war, if you will, not really a civil war, but, you know, a war of the American people against the government for which is ruling it?
Well, the whole purpose of these hearings, if you're listening to them, is they're trying to appeal to these legislators in these states, because the Constitution actually gave legislators the power to call for who is actually going to be president if they really wanted to. If they see that the election is fraudulent in their state, or that something is wrongfully happening, these legislatures actually have power to fix what has happened in their state. They can say, hey, listen, our state will do a revote, and we're going to get rid of the Electoral College. We're going to put them aside, and we're going to see who really won this state, and they can make a difference. So that's why they're going around doing all these hearings in these states. And if you hear their closing arguments, I mean, they're literally saying, hey, listen, you guys have the power to make a difference here. You guys have a power to save our voting institution, and the Constitution, the people who wrote it, gave you that power. So they're trying to appeal to these people. They're trying to give them information and inform them to see that, listen, there was something that happened, and you have the power to make a difference. So I think that's what they're doing right now.
As far as the Civil War, if President Trump, let me put it like this, if President Trump comes out and he just allows this fraudulent stuff to take place, and President Trump just goes back to making the billions of dollars and just walk away from all of it, we won't see anything as far as a Civil War, in my opinion. And the reason why I say that, because a lot of who do Republicans, you know, put it like this. For the past 4 years, we've seen Antifa, BLM, and all these other anti-American hateful leftist groups go out and they burn buildings, they, you know, burn down cities, attack people, burn down car lots, just destroy their neighborhoods. We've seen them do that. But you don't ever see Republicans doing that. So my question would be is, who do you think Republicans are going to attack? You know, because we support the men and women in blue. We're not going to attack police officers. We're not going to attack these politicians, even though we probably want to. People say, well, we're going to go into the Capitol buildings and drag them out by their feet or whatever. That's not going to happen either, because then the police will be between us and them. They'll prevent that from happening, because the police will be there to keep, you know, civility, to make sure that we're not all being, you know, crazy. And as far as the cyber warfare, you have Google, Facebook, Twitter, all of these big major tech companies. They have it all locked up. They know how to block all of us from having communication. And trying to get a lot of people to go to these other platforms has been pretty tough until they actually get forced off themselves. A lot of people are like, well, it's not happening to me. I don't go anywhere. Does that like give you any kind of that's my opinion on it. That's my opinion on it. Now, be honest with you, we're gonna be done as a nation if President Trump walks away.
Well, my fear is it's not just we're not just talking about a presidency here. We're talking about if our democracy is tore down, meaning that in my opinion, Joe Biden did not win the election. He lost the election by a huge landslide, meaning that the vast majority of the Americans did not vote for him. And if it happened for the presidency, that's the first step. Then you go and you start for Congress and for House and for Senate. Then you start working on those. And then once you rule your presidency, your Senate, your House, then you start working on local. So then you start going on the government. Who's the governor of those states? So at what point does it stop? At what point does the government – when is
it's
enough
actually,
enough?
It's actually,
and I don't believe
– Yeah. It's actually interesting that you say that, James, because the Democrats have done the opposite. They have literally infiltrated school districts, local government. That's how they've turned so many of these states blue. They actually started from the bottom and are working their way up. And we've allowed it to happen because that's the best way to do it quietly and over time is slowly from the bottom to the top.
Well, no one's paying attention.
Right. So many of these – I mean, how'd the school districts become liberal? Because they infiltrated there first. They are very manipulative They know how it works. Actually, the presidency is their, I mean, you could say the Senate as well, but really, once they get to the presidency, that's their final destination. That's what they want. They want complete power. They pretty much have a lot of the states. I mean, if you pay attention to these local governments, a lot of them are completely liberal, and they've changed the minds of these young people that are now coming of age to vote.
And then you have the problem of a whole bunch of Republicans, you know, still cowering down to what the left is asking for, screaming for. You see that multiple times.
Yeah, but I like what you said. You're right. You know, these rallies and stuff like that, they really don't do anything. At this point, they need to appeal to their state legislators, which who can actually make a difference at this point in the election.
Well, okay. And I see that point. And if everything was fair and if you could trust the legislators, the problem is the American people as a whole can't trust anybody, politicians, legislators, judges.
James, there's no trust there
any longer because we've been lied to. And if you look and you see, you know, look at Hillary Clinton and what she was able to get away with. If that was, again, if it was a Republican, they would have been underneath the jail cell.
Well, actually, Obama, look at this fight on the Trump campaign, and they're getting away with that as well.
The whole dossier. I mean, someone should be in prison right now for that fraudulent dossier.
I will have to tell you that we've seen a number of people that have moved into the House. We know several people, namely Marjorie Greene, who are everyday people that have now won a seat in Congress and who really do want to make a change, who feel like you and I do. I think there was, what, six women, Republican representatives that won House seats. They're out there fighting. You know, they're still fighting.
But
so,
you know, let me say this, too, and James, you make a really good point. I don't think, I mean, it's too late for people to sit there and say that, well, we need to work harder for 2024.
Yeah.
If we don't get this resolved and get our integrity back for our voting system here, there won't be a 2024, my opinion. It'd be whoever the left say.
I mean, imagine if they can get away with massive voter fraud and all these people coming out and proving what's happened and what they've witnessed, and we just completely overlook it. What's going to happen next? I mean, what's going to stop them from doing it again?
It's going to prevent people from wanting to actually vote.
It's scary time.
So, hey, James, thanks for the call, okay?
Yeah, no worries. Thank you for the time.
All right, take care. So it's really amazing. I mean, it's really amazing.
I mean, you know, James, you know, he's how a lot of people feel. You know, a lot of people right now are going, what's next? Is there a next step? You know, do we still have hope?
And you know what?
It is
like, what is next? And a lot of it comes down to because like I said, the mainstream media and the big tech company, they say who they want. So they keep pushing out to everybody. It's like you tell the lie so much, the lie becomes true.
And wasn't it Sydney? What didn't she say that they actually have, like, where people might have been paid off or?
She said there's actually.
She kind of alluded
she said there's
to
like,
that.
There's
did
receipts
not?
That there's receipts and there's stuff that they're looking into that may point to people actually being paid off.
Yeah, I mean, so you know, and that comes into you know, like where James is saying, you know, who do we trust?
Yeah.
You know, we've become such an untrusting nation, which is really why I think Trump really won.
And yeah, I mean, seriously, and really, you have to think about it. You have these judges, these, and they're liberal judges, which they're supposed to be the law is supposed to just be based on the law, not your feelings, not your feelings. So, well, hey, I want to thank everyone for being with us this absolutely wonderful hour. Great conversations, great calls. Look, we've got to pay attention to what's going on. You need to call your representative. Tell them to stand up.
Yeah, especially if you're in one of these swing states.
Call your representative. You have that power to do that. So.
Right. And also, if you want more information from America Truth Project, please go to your phone, text 88202, and type Will's name in there. They will hook you up with some great information about everything that's happening in America right now.
Absolutely. That's 88202, and just text my name,
W-I-L-L. And you can find us here every Thursday at 4 p.m. Central Time. We enjoy you guys being here. Thank you so much.
Take care, everybody. God bless.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.